Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is Why Should You Trust God? Part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 136 and verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. The last day, we started speaking about reasons why we should confidently put our trust in God. I must say now that the attributes we are discussing are in no way exhaustive. Looking through the Bible, there are so many reasons why we should trust this God, and we won't even begin to scratch the surface with this devotional. Today's scripture gives us two more reasons. We can trust this God because first, He is good. There is no evil found in Him. His thoughts, His plans, His purposes, and His desires for you are all good. In fact, the Bible says He is the only one who can genuinely be called good. No matter how sinister, evil, or contrary your situation is, you can rest in God knowing that He is good and will work out good for you from your situation. He never wants evil for His children. The second reason from our scripture is that His love endures forever. I have had very close friends whose love for me have ended because I offended them. Humans can love you today and absolutely hate you tomorrow, depending on things they perceive you have done to them. Their attitudes can change towards you at the drop of a hat. But the Bible here says that God's love lasts or endures forever. It doesn't change when you do something silly. It doesn't tell you, I can forgive, but I can't forget. It just goes on loving you and loving you and loving you. Pure, undiluted, unquenchable love. So every time you are in a predicament, it is wisdom to put your trust in this one who loves you unconditionally. For God, it won't even matter if you got yourself into the mess you are in or not. His unconditional love will kick in and He will justify that trust you have put in Him. If you ever find yourself faced with the question, why should I trust God? The answer is because He is good and His love for you will continue forever. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. We receive the grace to trust, especially when things do not make sense. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.